cue the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
You held him to 20 points, man.
Yes, sir.
You gave us a chance at the end. I got 3 words for you. You like that?
Yeah! It happened. Balotelli. Aguero.
Murray, out of the pocket. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it downfield.
Circle, Horton, the drive, scores! The Bruins knock out Montreal!
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Master Plan. I'm your host, Michael Filipkowski, and Super Wildcard Weekend is over! Also, the FanDuel Same Game Parlay Holiday is also over. I have to say this. I mean, before we get into the episode, because we're going to have plenty of time to get through all these games, because there weren't that many of them, I want to say the Pat McAfee show is incredible. And I don't watch it every day. I don't watch like every single moment, but I do try to watch a little bit of it, you know, during the week. And they have a really unique program over there. And it's very fun for me to watch. It's great content. And honestly, I give a lot of credit to Pat McAfee. I mean, he went out there. He did his own thing. People said he was going to fail. He went through it. He succeeded. And I mean, he's just on another level. The guys that they have there, Boston Connor, Ty Schmidt, Tony Diggs, Evan Foxy, just everyone and all the product. I mean, it's incredible. So a big shout out to the Pat McAfee show. I mean, they really do bring a lot of great content. Love to watch the Aaron Rodgers interviews. Really, I mean, it's nice to see what he's thinking. He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And it's nice to be able to understand what he's thinking week to week. That being said, let's get into it. The Packers did not play this week. We had 6 games, 12 teams. So 6 teams get eliminated. And let's dive in. I did not take any notes this week, so this is just what I'm thinking of. And the reason why I didn't take notes, I mean, there were 6 games. I'm done with the note-taking for NFL games this season. I did all of that. We're good. We don't need to go through that, I don't think. Okay. The first game, Vegas versus Cincinnati. And honestly, this was a very good game. And this was probably, I would have to say, I want to say the game of the weekend, maybe not. Maybe you could call the San Francisco-Dallas game the game of the weekend, but this was certainly a very good game. Listen, the Bengals show that they're a very talented football team. They ran it decently. They didn't run it as good as I thought they would. They threw it well. The Bengals showed up and played a tough game, and I think a lot of people underestimate about the Vegas Raiders is how good of a team that they are, right? I think Las Vegas played a very good game, and I think that's the team that they were throughout the season. Yes, they were inconsistent at times, of course. That goes without saying. But when I look at the Las Vegas Raiders, they played a very solid game. And I think a lot of people will attribute that now more to the Bengals having faults. I don't think that's the case. I think this is more of a spectacle of, hey, look how good Vegas actually was. And the Bengals played a very solid game. I want to address the officiating call where Joe Burrow threw the ball, the whistle was blown, and it was caught for a touchdown. So my opinion is this, right? Do I think it affected the play in any meaningful way? I don't think so. And you know, maybe other people will say differently. I think it still probably would have been a touchdown had the whistle not been blown. However, based upon the rules that are stated in the rule book, it shouldn't have been called a touchdown, right? And I wanted the Bengals to win. I picked them to win, right? I picked them to cover. So if they, you know, basically, if they didn't score a touchdown there, I don't think they would have covered. assuming they didn't, you know, score any other touchdowns, any points, assuming they didn't score a touchdown on that drive. But I think it should have been blown down. They should have replayed the play. And honestly, the officiating all weekend wasn't great. There were a couple of times where it really butted its head in, where it really didn't need to. And I think that's a problem. And when we look forward, it really, stuff like that can't happen. Because these games are too big. There's tons of money on the line. We don't have that many games left, by the way. And we have 7 games left. So, you know, I think the NFL's gotta figure this one out. With that being said, I thought it was a very good game. It was a fun game between Vegas and the Bengals. It was competitive. It was a great way to open up the weekend. And it showed, you know, that the Raiders, hey, they got room to grow, but they were a solid team, definitely deserved to be in the playoffs. And the Bengals really are a playoff team. I mean, they won that game. They won it at home. It was their first win in 31 seasons, first playoff win in 31 seasons, which is just incredible. So a lot of credit to Cincy. They move on. They play Tennessee. And I'm just going to announce the teams that they're playing because I know we'll get to that at some point. They will play Tennessee in the next round, in Tennessee, in Nashville. The late game on Saturday, New England took on Buffalo, and this was a blowout. I mean, pretty much from the start, this was a blowout. As a Patriots fan, obviously, it's a tough game to watch. I think this was probably kind of the result of a lot of built-up resentment towards the Patriots by the Bills over the past 20-something seasons. I mean, it makes sense to me. Because the Bills came out there, and they literally play. And when I say this, I'm not, you know, exaggerating. They played a perfect offensive game. I mean, they scored a touchdown on every single drive. That's perfect to me. I mean, not much more you can want from that. The Patriots defense, which, you know, it wasn't great, but it should have been better than that. Had absolutely no answers all game long. And you think to yourself, well, okay. You know, sometimes teams start out slow and then they kind of figure it out and some didn't happen. And sometimes it's, oh, you know, sometimes the offense kind of figures out the game goes up. That didn't happen either. Like Bills wire to wire were a fantastic team. And it wasn't that the Patriots played, you know, I think offensively, first off, their offensive line didn't have a good game. Mac Jones, I thought, played well. I mean, that I think, you know, that Micah Hyde pick, very unfortunate looking at it with hindsight. Because, you know, maybe if the Patriots score a touchdown there and the Bills kind of lose some of that momentum, maybe the game's a bit closer. Maybe it's not. I don't really know. I thought that was a good throw by Mac Jones, and I thought that was an even better play by Micah Hyde. It was a tough loss for the Patriots, but overall, season-wise, very proud of the Patriots. Took the only rookie quarterback to the playoffs. He had Mac Jones had a great season. Love the kid. He's awesome. The Bills, credit to him. I mean, they were better coached. They played better. They looked like they were on fire out there. I mean, they were incredible. The Bills just looked, they were on another level. Their running game was good. Their defense was pretty good. Their offense was spectacular overall. Josh Allen was remarkable. The Bills look great. There's not much else you can say about that. The Bills looked really, really good against the Patriots. Definitely deserve to win that game. You know, recap for the Patriots. Hey, ultimately a successful season, making it back to the playoffs. And, you know, hopefully next season get a couple more additions. Hopefully Jonathan Jones comes back and is healthier. So adds to a secondary, maybe get defensive lineman, maybe another wide receiver. And then, you know, this team will be ready to go next season. Mac Jones takes a couple steps forward. And I think this team really has a chance to succeed in a very meaningful way. But the Bills looked really good. I'm excited to see them take on Kansas City in Kansas City. I think that's probably going to be the game of the week. Again, Buffalo, just they look really dangerous out there. They did everything right. And that's always scary going into your next game because teams really have a tough time predicting, hey, you know, what is this team actually going to do, right? I mean, it's hard to tell. All right, moving on. On Sunday at 1 p.m., the Eagles took on the Buccaneers. This was, you know, kind of another game And it became kind of a trend throughout the weekend where, honestly, so, I mean, I was just saying now, five of the six home teams won, right? And every team that had a lead in the second half ended up winning the game. And this game was pretty much over in the second quarter, I felt. Listen, Philadelphia, again, successful season. But we have to understand that, I mean, this team did not beat any other playoff teams this year, right? I'll make that clear. Every single other playoff, like, they don't have a win against a playoff team. They don't have a win against any playoff team. So it was a good season by the Eagles to make the playoffs. They did kind of the bare minimum, I feel, to get there, right, for sure. But with that same thing in mind, they really didn't have a shot going into this game. And Tampa Bay really showed that, by the way. Tampa Bay totally and completely outclassed the Philadelphia Eagles. Totally. Like pretty much first half, I mean, that was a very dominant half by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They were stupendous. And ultimately, what I think is that, again, are the Eagles a great team? No, but they're okay. And it was ultimately a solid win for Tampa Bay. They looked very good. And Tampa Bay, by the way, had quite a few people out in that game. Sean Murphy Bunting was out. Both Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette missed the game. So they had some big missing players. And they still went out there and they played a very good game. And I get it. And by the way, the score of the Raiders-Bengals game, I believe, was 23-17. NFL wild card. Let me just pull it up because then I just realized I didn't say the scores. I just want to see if I can pull it up. Okay, we get it. But I want to. My God. I just want to make sure I get the scores correct. Where did it go? Oh my God, this is so weird. I don't know. All right, let me just Google Raiders. That's so weird. I don't know why I couldn't pull it up. So the Raiders lost. So the Bengals beat the Raiders 26-19. The Bills beat the Patriots 47-17. And the Bucks beat the Eagles 31-15 or 16. I can't remember which one it is. But what I'm trying to say is that, listen, Eagles had a decent end of the game. They made it respectable. I felt that. You know, they made it a respectable game. But really, this game was over from the second half on. Tampa Bay really showed that they're a good team, and they're going to be a very good team in this playoff. So they take on the Rams in Tampa Bay, 3 p.m. Sunday. Should be a good game. This game was, again, blowout from pretty much start to finish. Tampa Bay looked really good. It was exciting to watch them play though. Game of Sunday, at least maybe the game of the weekend, depending if you're a Niners fan. depending on if you're a Niners fan or a Cowboys fan. Because I think some teams definitely, or some fans definitely were a bit upset about the way this game went. So the Cowboys end up losing on the last play of the game, right? On kind of a weird. So let me set the scene. 12 seconds left on the clock. No timeouts. Dallas down by 6, 23-17. Dallas calls a draw play, so Dak Prescott takes the ball, runs with it, slides with about 7-8 seconds left, and they don't get the ball snapped and off. Dallas loses the game. Everyone in Dallas is mad. Dak complains about the referees, blah, 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 blah. So here's my issue, right? Dallas
why are you complaining about losing this game on that last play? Right? Why are you complaining only about that last play? If it were me, I would be saying to myself, okay, well, we committed 14 penalties, tied for the most ever in a playoff game. Dak threw an interception, a bad interception, backed up. Had under 50 rushing yards, I think. CeeDee Lamb had one catch. I mean, there are a lot of reasons other than, hey, that last play, how in the world did we lose that? That is so unfair. No. All right? Don't complain about the last play. Because that's not the reason why you lost, all right? You lost because of the way you played throughout the entire football game. And that was poor, right? You played poorly. You were coached poorly. The game was managed poorly. And no surprise, but at the end of the game was managed poorly as well. So let me discuss, let's talk about something very important right now. Would the Cowboys have scored on that last play? I mean, maybe. Probably not, though. Probably not, right? And they had every chance to win this game. I mean, Jimmy G threw one of the most baffling interceptions I've ever seen him throw, much less any other quarterback, right? He made a really bad decision. Dallas was the only home team to lose. And they just didn't play a good game. San Francisco went out there and said, hey, we know what we're good at. We also know what we're not good at. And that happens to be anytime Jimmy G touches the ball, they're not very good. Now, when he doesn't touch the ball, they seem to be a pretty good team. When Debo has the ball in his hands, they're a good team. When Elijah Mitchell has the ball in his hands, they're a good team. Overall, I really do like the Niners and Debo Samuel and everything they got going on there. They're a dangerous team. They're a matchup problem for a lot of teams who can't stop the run. The Packers, I think, are going to have trouble with them. And I'm not so sure the Packers are going to totally win that game. I'm not saying they're going to lose that game, right? I'm not saying that they're going to lose the game, but I am saying this is going to be a tough ask, I think, for Green Bay. I know it's going to be a tough game for the Niners to win, and I expect Green Bay to win. I'll probably pick Green Bay to win. But the Niners do present a problem for any team that isn't going to be totally ready for them. And I think that's a very accurate statement. Furthermore, listen, defensively, they played a better game than I thought they would. And maybe that's because Dak Prescott didn't play well. Maybe it's because they're better than we think they are. To be honest, I'm not totally sure about that, right? But I gotta analyze what I gotta analyze. And, you know, ultimately, the Cowboys blew this game, right? Only home team to lose. Got a lot of problems with that. This is an embarrassment to the sport. I really don't have a ton to say about that. But, you know, listen, it was a good game. It was entertaining, at least at the end. And the Cowboys fell short, which was a surprise to me because, as everyone knows who listens to this channel, I picked them to win. So, you know, what does it say about me? Maybe not so many great things. Sunday night, blowout, 42-21, I believe. Chiefs took down the Steelers. Actually, a very close game after the first quarter. It was 0-0. Then Pittsburgh ended up taking a lead on a fumble, like a weird play. I really can't even describe it. It was a wildcat read option mistake. The ball fell, picked it back up. Cam Hayward hit him. Watt picked it up, scoop and score. It just, like, altogether, pretty weird play that was called. But, you know, regardless, I thought that the Chiefs played really well in the second half. I mean, let's be honest, they looked good. I thought they looked very, very good in that second half. And ultimately, when I look at this team and I think to myself, well, is this team really gonna make noise in the playoffs? Now I think so, right? Now I think that they will. Because I look at them and I say to myself, hold on a second. I was picking them to be bad. They played very well. So maybe they're going to make noise in the playoffs. Honestly, I don't know. That Bills-Chiefs game is going to be good. But we all knew, I mean, I think we all knew that the Chiefs would win this game. The only question was by how much. And for me, I thought the Steelers would actually be pretty good. Ended up not being very good. But, you know, again, this was a great game played by the Chiefs. Steelers were completely outmatched, basically on all ends of the field, right? And there's no excuse for that. But we knew the Steelers were going to come into this game, and they were going to be huge, huge underdogs just because they really lack so much offensive talent, right? And defensive talent and talent in general. I don't really know what to say. Anyways, it was a blowout pretty much, but it was an interesting game for at least the beginning. I thought that was pretty good. All right, next up, the final game of the weekend. Well, I don't really know if it's a weekend. Maybe you could call it MLK weekend, by the way. MLK, and we have to recognize MLK Day, so just want to say that. We thank MLK for everything he did for the civil rights movement and for advancing civil rights in the 60s, 50s, and you know, we wouldn't be where we are today without MLK, so I had to mention that because this game was played on MLK Day, and also I felt I should mention it because of, you know, the immense impact that he had on our society today. So, with that being said, Arizona and Los Angeles played Monday, and it was a blowout. I mean, you know, realistically, four out of these six games were blowouts, right? So what does that say about the rest of these teams? Some of them maybe didn't deserve to be in the playoffs, but the Rams blew out the Cardinals. I mean, this game wasn't even close. Rams looked very good offensively. They looked very good defensively. They had a pick six, and by that pick six, the game was over. The Cardinals were struggling. Like, they didn't have a first down, I don't think, and they were struggling a lot. And then, you know, they had Carter threw a pick six, and the game was pretty much over at that point. When I think about this game, I say to myself, ooh, you know, like, I kind of was right, first off. I said the Rams would win. I thought it would be a closer game because usually NFC West games are pretty close. It wasn't. The Cardinals were completely outmatched. And maybe DeAndre Hopkins has a huge effect on the Cardinals now. I think that could definitely be the case. The Rams look very good on all. I mean, listen, I can't really critique the Rams. I can't really say too much about the Rams because they basically did everything right. I mean, they didn't play a perfect game, I would say. They had some mistakes. But listen, the Cardinals made so many mistakes, it was unreal. I think this really shows just how bad Cliff Kingsbury is. I don't think he's a very good head coach. I think the Cardinals are kind of lost. They collapse at the end of seasons, and I just don't know what to expect of this team coming into next season. So the Rams absolutely destroyed the Cardinals. The Cardinals had almost no answers all day long for the Rams defense. The Rams looked great. So the Rams, as I already said, take on the Bucks. The Kansas City Chiefs host the Bills. Niners visit Green Bay. And Cincy visits Tennessee. So those are your matchups. I want to say this. I don't think we need a seventh seed in the playoffs. There hasn't been a, okay. So, sixth seeded teams to win a playoff game history. How many 16 seed teams? Okay, so six seeds actually I think have been decent recently, especially in the NFC. I know in the past few years in the NFC, six seeds have beat the three seed. But seven seeds now 2 years in a row are 0-4. And this year, both of the games weren't close. Last year, if I recall, who was a seven seed last year? Playoff teams. It was the Bears and Saints. I believe Saints blew the Bears out of the water. Playoff teams last year. Yeah, so it was Buffalo, Indy, where Buffalo beat Indy on that kind of that last second play or whatever. New Orleans beat the breaks off of Chicago 21-9, although it really was like 21-2. Because remember, Chicago scored that last second touchdown with Jimmy Graham walking through the end zone. I don't think we need a seven seed. After this year, when two seven seeds got blown out again, I don't think it adds a lot to the game of football. I get it. It adds an extra game, but it's real. I mean, these games aren't even worth watching. You pretty much know these two seeds are going to win, but you know, I guess it's entertainment, but I really don't think we need a seven seed because these seven seeds are, you know, they both got blown out by multiple scores. So I think it says enough about the game. But that's it. I know it's a bit of a shorter episode, only, you know, 25, 26 minutes, but I mean, listen, there's only six games. I'm not dragging this out for you, making this a long one for you. We will cover all the previews in a lot of depth, and we'll get into these games as we get closer to the Super Bowl in more depth each game. As you can see, you can say, you know, listen, there are only six games. We covered each game for, you know, 5 minutes, 4 and 5 minutes. So, and by the way, four of them were blowouts. So maybe if they're more competitive, I'll be able to cover, talk about them a lot more. But that's all I got to say. Sorry, my player on NFL.com just opened. That's all we got for today. We'll be back soon. Divisional round coming up. See you then.
The game on the line. One shot. Who would you rather have taking it? Iggy or Curry?
Of everyone on Golden State, open shot. Fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. You better hit it. I want Iguodala.